Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, NFL football fans, fantasy football owners. Welcome to the 2016 season premiere of the Extra Points Fantasy Football Show, the place where you get expert fantasy advice for champions. As always, I'm your host, Lance Goodman from NFLExporter.com. We are kicking things off Monday Night Football doubleheader. Right now, Pittsburgh is ahead of Washington, 24-16. 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter. After that, we've got the nightcap and the actual week cap for week one in the NFL. It'll be the Los Angeles Rams versus the San Francisco 49ers. I am coming to you live from Dave and Buster's, located 6095 Center Drive in Los Angeles, California, 90045. We, of course, are gearing up here for that big Los Angeles Rams, San Francisco 49ers game. The calling number to the show is 626-213-5762. And you know the website is NFLExporter. That's right. It's NFLExporter.com. Make sure you visit that website. That is how we are going to move through each and every show that we do this season. We're going to go to the website, keep up with everything that is trending there on a day-to-day basis. We're going to get the show started with our fantasy football stud, ball out or fallout for week one around the NFL. Obviously, there were a lot of players that performed. There were a lot of players that did not perform. Let's go ahead and give credit where it's due. Let's talk about those studs who balled out. We're talking about C.J. Anderson, running back of the Denver Broncos, 92 all-purpose yards, 2 touchdowns. What a great job he did. And he's certainly a guy who's seen his fantasy stock take a huge rise as fantasy drafts were approaching. If you haven't keeping up with us on NFLExporter.com, we knew once the Broncos parted ways with Ronnie Hillman, that pretty much left the full workload to C.J. Anderson. And he certainly did not disappoint against a very tough Carolina Panthers defense. And so if you have him on your fantasy team, especially for where you were able to land him, which I'm suspecting is right around maybe at the end of round three, top of round four, when you were looking for the quality running back, certainly gave you some great value there. Kelvin Benjamin, the Carolina Panthers, 91 yards and a touchdown. Certainly was a great showing for him, just in terms of we know that he blew his ACL out in training camp last year. To see him back out there fully healthy, making plays all over the field, is certainly a huge advantage for fantasy owners who were able to get Benjamin. You heard a lot of talk coming out of training camp that Devin Funchess may be a guy who was climbing up the depth chart, possibly ahead of Kelvin Benjamin. We know that Cam Newton has a ton of options to go to out there, but we've seen Kelvin Benjamin garner 10-plus targets, and if he's going to get that type of volume on a week-in and week-out basis, then he's certainly going to be a top 10 to 15 fantasy receiver, especially considering the damage he can do in the red zone where his 6'6", 245-pound frame comes into play. Mike Evans of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers got his season off to a good start. 5 catches, 99 yards, beautiful TD reception. Another guy who certainly had the yardage last year receiving-wise. The touchdowns weren't there. The catch is only 74, and I say that because of the talent that he has. And then also the low number of 3 touchdowns. Well, he's certainly off to a nice start this year. Another guy at 6'5", 240 pounds, who's an absolute beast in the red zone. Julio Jones of the Atlanta Falcons, only 66 receiving yards. His ankle still is an issue. Said he tweaked it a tad bit yesterday, but he found pay dirt. And I think that's the most important thing for a guy like Julio Jones, who was a top, 5 to 10 draft pick consensus. He was able to get in the end zone, so that's always a good sign. LeSean McCoy of the Buffalo Bills, another guy who not the most explosive day at the office, 16 carries for only 58 yards, but he found the end zone. And that's what's important. Another guy who you know is going to get the full workload. You just hope it doesn't become too much if Sammy Watkins, who we'll get into later on in the show, is not fully healthy. Not a lot of weapons on that Bills team, but certainly bodes well for him because he's going to get a heavy volume of work. Lamar Miller of the Houston Texans. Now, look, he didn't find the end zone, but he certainly found 25 carries for 101 yards. And that is the type of volume that you want to see for Lamar Miller, a guy who I had ranked right inside of my right on the tail end of my top 10 for my final fantasy rankings. And, again, we talked about it. If he was going to get the volume that we've seen Arian Foster getting in his heyday in Houston, there was no doubt that Lamar Miller was going to be able to produce. Just a matter of seeing if he can handle the workload throughout the course of the season. his teammate, DeAndre Hopkins, found the end zone as well. Always a good sign. Him and Brock Osweiler definitely put the work in the offseason. You know, Hopkins is a big-time player, and he's going to make it happen. Jordy Nelson, another guy, not a lot of yards, only 32, but he found the end zone. And that's the thing that's most important to me when we go down these lists of studs. Even if the yardage wasn't there, and I think Nelson, the guy, you wanted to see healthy, you wanted to see out there on the field moving around. He's another guy who blew his ACL out at the training camp last year. Back on the football field, Aaron Rodgers found him in the back of the end zone, and I think that's a good sign for Jordy Nelson moving forward. How about Julius Thomas? And he was a top 10 fantasy tight end on my big board coming in the draft. Found the end zone as well. With Allen Robinson and Allen Hurns doing damage on the outside, there's no reason that Julius Thomas should not be a very effective and impactful player for you starting on a weekly basis. He's going to be a top 10 start for me. I mean, he's definitely a guy who got a lot of value, and him and Blake Bortles were able to hook up, and I like what he could do for you a lot. Moving on, Jeremy Maclin, out of Kansas City Chiefs. Got in the end zone, you know, when it counted, when Kansas City was making their comeback. Nice back shoulder fade route type catch by Maclin, falling into the end zone. Right now, he is being evaluated a little bit for concussion protocol. But I think just him getting in the end zone, I think that's the main thing we were looking for, making sure that him and Alex Smith, their chemistry, their camaraderie was where it needed to be. And that was certainly the case for Jeremy Maclin. Amari Cooper, nice game by him coming out the gate. Six catches, 137 yards. Didn't find the end zone. Those 137 yards are big. Amari Cooper, another guy, ranks inside of my top 12 fantasy wide receivers coming in the live draft. I love what he can do out there on the football field. Very athletic player, the speed. I'm just really high on Amari Cooper. Derek Carr is certainly going to make sure he gets the targets. Latavius Murray, he's another guy who fantasy owners were grabbing right around round four. And he got the end zone. You know, he certainly appears right now. It looks like the Raiders are looking to keep their running backs fresh. So he only had 57 rushing yards, but he did get in the end zone. And that's what's important on this list that we're talking about here. We're going to move to some New Orleans Saints studs. We're talking about Drew Brees of the New Orleans Saints, your top fantasy quarterback thus far for week one, up over 400 yards passing, four touchdowns. This guy is an absolute monster. I think Drew Brees, and I had him rated number three coming in the live draft. He's a guy that you can trust. He's a guy that I told you could be very comfortable with. It appears after the transitionary period that Brees went through last year after losing Jimmy Graham, adjusting to life with basically without Marcus Colston, new moving pieces in place, along with some new pieces on the offensive line. I think he's found his comfort zone, his rhythm, and I think right now when the Saints are back in that Superdome, I think you can expect huge days from Drew Brees. He was getting the ball to Brandon Cooks, a guy who got off to a slow start last year. Certainly not the case this year. I'm quite sure he busted a lot of fantasy games, a lot of fantasy matchups open yesterday with that 98-yard touchdown pass from Drew Brees. He finished with a touchdown as well, 137 yards, two touchdowns, I should say, for Brandon Cooks. He appears to be on his way to a monster season. How about A.J. Green for the Cincinnati Bengals, a guy who moved up to number six on my big board as a live draft approach? You knew without Mohamed Sanu and Marvin Jones there, starting the season without Tyler Eifert at tight end, you knew he was a guy who was going to get a ton of targets, and he made Darrell Revis look like an absolute clown yesterday. 12 catches, 180 yards, and a touchdown for A.J. Green, a guy who was certainly very high up on my fantasy board. Eric Decker of the New York Jets, low in yardage, 37 yards, but he got in the end zone. Again, that's the thing that's most important when we're going through our studs who balled out yesterday. How about Jordan Matthews of the Philadelphia Eagles? Nice start for him. A little uncertainty there with Carson Wentz getting the start. You weren't quite sure how he was going to do. Well, Jordan Matthews seems to be a primary target of his. Matthews able to get in seven catches for 111 yards and a touchdown. Strong start. I think that's a trending pattern that owners definitely want to watch. Ryan Matthews, his teammate. You know, I was just talking to Alex Peterman this past week when we were doing our preseason segments for the extra points, and we talked about Ryan Matthews. We were talking about players who were going to give you excellent value, maybe some guys who were flying under the radar, and we both strongly felt as long as Ryan Matthews could stay healthy, the situation was his. Rookie quarterback in Carson Wentz, he really doesn't have anybody behind him chewing away at his carries. He's going to get the goal line carries. Nice start for him, 21 carries, 77 yards, and a touchdown, 13 strong points. Excellent ADP value there for Ryan Matthews. How about DeMarco Murray out in Tennessee? Got off to a very nice start. struggled on the ground, which is what you would expect against a tough Minnesota defense, but had two receiving touchdowns. And I think that's something to watch, because he's not a guy who you think about when you talk about PPR value at the running back position, but he showed in Dallas. He showed again yesterday. If needed, he's certainly adequate catching the football out of the backfield, so that gives him some extra value. Doug Baldwin of the Seattle Seahawks, 9 catches, 92 yards, game-winning touchdown from Russell Wilson. You like to see the trust there. We were all wondering for Doug Baldwin, was last year an anomaly. Was last year one-hit wonder? Well, I think those 9 catches showing you the PPR value there for 92 yards. Most importantly, when the game was on the line, he's the guy that Russell Wilson looked for, and I think that's the type of value that you're looking for when you're able to pick up Doug Baldwin much later in rounds, but he appears to be on his way to another big season. Ezekiel Elliott of the Dallas Cowboys looked rough there on the ground, only 51 rushing yards, but he found the end zone, and that's the key again, ladies and gentlemen. This first week, we wanted to take a look at players who got in the end zone. You already know that teams are going to load the box. They want to stop Dallas from running the football. So he's going to have some tough days at the office. I know that he'll rebound, but you have to think he's got a target on him, and teams are going to want to make it a point to try to do everything they can to stop him. On the opposite side of the football, Eli Manning. I mentioned him because he handled his business. This Dallas Cowboys defense just has not been able to answer the call over the last couple years. Manning efficient, 3 TD passes, key number 0 interceptions. Nice job for owners who plugged Manning in for a week, which was a very favorable matchup. Matt Stafford, Andrew Luck, those guys got into a huge shootout out in Indianapolis. Matt Stafford up over 300 yards, 3 touchdown passes, no interceptions. Andrew Luck, 385 yards, 4 TDs. He's really one of those players that I hate that I missed on. When I was putting my team together, I certainly wanted to land in Andrew Luck. Type quarterback. He's a guy that, you know, when he's in a lineup from a fantasy football standpoint, he's one of your better options and where you were able to get him. You know, he fell off the map a little bit, wasn't drafted as high as, wasn't ranked as high as he was coming into last year. So I love the value that he gives you. And I think that he's a guy who certainly is going to do well for owners. How about Theo Reddick of the Detroit Lions? He's a guy who was a top 5 handcuff of mine. For crying out loud, if you were with us on NFLExporter.com during the preseason rankings during the month of August, the value of Theo Reddick, he catches out of the backfield. 77 catches last year for Theo Reddick. You knew Amir Abdullah was the starter. That's why I had Reddick as a handcuff. Man, great job by him. I think he is trending up big time. He's a guy that you want to get your hands on. David Johnson of the Arizona Cardinals had a strong debut, 132 all-purpose yards and a touchdown. That's what you want there. And in the ageless wonder, Larry Fitzgerald, you know, knee injury, held him up a little bit in training camp. You got Michael Floyd and John Brown emerging. But Carson Palmer showed you early. He showed you often. Larry Fitzgerald is still his main man. You're hearing rumors now that Larry may be retiring. So if so, then you know they're going to make it a point to get him a ton of targets. Look, we're going to take a quick break. Check the phone lines. Make sure everything is kosher. Once again, you're listening to the Extra Points Fantasy Football Show, our season debut, live from Dave & Buster's, Los Angeles, California, tail end of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Washington Redskins game. Right now, Pittsburgh's up 31-16. We're getting ready out here in Los Angeles for the big Rams and 49ers week one game. Don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Injury to play over his first 2 years. Thanks, God, for this today on the field.
I apologize about that. Welcome back to the Extra Points Fantasy Football Show. Once again, it's your host, Lance Goodman from NFLExporter.com. We just got to talking about our stud ball out, fall out segment here. We just talked about the studs who made it happen in week one. Let's talk about those who didn't and how much concern that you owners may have, how much trouble these guys may be in. We're talking about Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, the wide receivers for the Denver Broncos. Look, I think it's going to be the same situation as it was last year. You cannot consider these guys every week starters anymore. I know it sounds crazy. It'll probably take a while just to make sure that this is a trend and pattern that is firmly in place. But from what I've seen, and I've alluded to this, you've seen me on Twitter a few times, you know, this is not the 2012 Denver Broncos with Peyton Manning at the helm where the team is throwing up 30 to 40 points every week. This is a Denver Broncos team that has a new quarterback, and what they're looking to do is simply win games. It doesn't matter how it looks, they want to win games. They're going to run the football a lot. And for Demaryius Emmanuel Sanders, unfortunately, you know, for owners who have them, you may find yourself in a little bit of a pickle like you were last year, which is, you know, again, hard to sit these guys out because especially when you do, you have a situation on your hands where they go off and have a huge game. But you're really going to have to monitor these guys and their matchup throughout the course of the season. I think it's going to be difficult. You know, I think you're going to be in a situation where you have to play them every week. And I'm expecting maybe nine, you know, games where they do get double digits. Those other seven games, like we've seen this last week, you know, five catches for both of those guys, 47 and 45 yards respectively. The value is not what it used to be for those guys. And, man, I tell you, it's going to be difficult trying to manage those matchups. We're going to certainly keep an eye there. Devonta Freeman, Doug Martin, Eddie Lacy, Adrian Peterson, Frank Gore, those are all running backs who were held out of the end zone. Very low yardage, Freeman only 40 yards, Martin only 59, Adrian Peterson only 31, Frank Gore only around 50 yards. Just a rough day at the office for those guys. I think the matchups were favorable for most. If you see AP against Tennessee, you know, Eddie Lacy against Jacksonville, Frank Gore against Detroit, you know, Doug Martin against Atlanta. Those are matchups that you usually anticipate those guys at least being able to get double digits, and it just did not happen. Again, I don't think you can hit the panic button. It was week one around the NFL, and these are certainly players who you drafted high enough on your board that you're expecting them to be major contributors to your lineup. We move over now to the wide receiver position, and that's actually where we started. We'll get back over there. Sammy Watkins of the Buffalo Bills, Brandon Marshall of the New York Jets, Odell Beckham Jr., for the Giants, Des Bryant out in Dallas, Golden Tate in Detroit, T.Y. Hilton out in Indianapolis, Michael Floyd out in Arizona. None of those guys were able to get in the end zone. And when I look over this list, Sammy Watkins is the guy who certainly is in the most trouble here. He's got discomfort in that foot that he had off-season work done on. And so now you got a situation where you got a plaguing injury. You got an injury that's going to nick and nag at him all year. And, man, you wonder, is Buffalo going to have to sit him out at some point so that he can, you know, get fully healthy? You know, how are they going to manage this injury? You know, he's going to play injured all year. So, you know, for owners like myself who got Sammy Watkins, you know, you just find yourself in an unfortunate situation to where you took a I don't even call it a gamble on him, because word out of Buffalo was this guy was fully ready to go. And here he is aggravating it early, only four catches yesterday. Huge disappointment against the suspect Ravens secondary. Brandon Marshall. I think you just give credit to the Cincinnati Bengals defense on that one. Able to get enough pressure on Ryan Fitzpatrick to keep him uncomfortable all day. Dre Kilpatrick did a nice job of kind of following him around, being aggressive. And you know Marshall's going to rebound because he's going to get the targets, but he was nowhere to be found yesterday. Odell Beckham Jr., you know, the Cowboys always play him tough. You know, 79 yards, certainly respectful day at the office, only 21 short of 100. But you expect bigger things from him. And I know that they will happen. Dez Bryant, huge disappointment. Had a touchdown that he dropped. Plain and simple. When he hit the ground, the ball was bobble loose. And so his numbers could have been better. But one catch for 8 yards is not going to cut it. I would not panic or worry. I know that Dak Prescott did a good job of spreading the football around. He was looking for Bryant. But I think that is something for fantasy owners to watch is teams are going to certainly concentrate on Dez Bryant and try to make Prescott go other places with the football. So something you want to keep your eye on, Dez Bryant, it's obvious when Tony Romo is not the quarterback, the quality of his targets and the chemistry that he has with Romo is just not there. Golden Tate came into the week battling a little bit of an injury, 7 catches, 41 yards. If it was a PPR value, he still was the PPR format. He was still able to do a little something for you. I would watch out there. Marvin Jones Jr. is a guy who was one of our top wide receiver handcuffs, basically top number two wide receivers coming in. Got a lot of work in yesterday. And he's a guy that I see Matthew Stafford taking a liking to. Michael Floyd out in Arizona, he dropped a touchdown as well. Those numbers could have been up a little bit. I'm quite sure he'll rebound, but that was a major disappointment. All right, look, we're going to run to another quick break. That was your stud fallout and fallout segment brought to you by Dave and Buster's. We're here in Los Angeles, California, getting ready. Monday Night Football, Los Angeles Rams, San Francisco 49ers, the season premiere of the Extra Point Fantasy Football Show. We'll be right back. All right, everyone. Welcome back to the Extra Point Fantasy Football Show. We're just watching Antonio Brown. He just put on a clinic out here. Him and Ben Roethlisberger, I mean, this back shoulder route that these two guys have perfected. I mean, this guy is running down the football field full speed ahead. Roethlisberger's putting on his back shoulder. He's turning. He's making a catch. He's making it look easy. Look, again, the call-in number is 626-213-5762. Season premiere of the Extra Point Fantasy Football Show, the place where you get expert fantasy advice for champions. And let's talk waiver wire now. Certainly, guys going into week two, looking for some help. A rash of injuries mostly didn't take place. Most notable, Keenan Allen of the San Diego Chargers. Sad. Before he left in the second quarter, already six catches for 63 yards. He's gone with an ACL. So you may need some help there. There was so much depth at the wide receiver position. That is something that you should have handled. We got a couple wide receivers on here that you certainly want to take a look at. We'll start with Mohamed Sanu of the Atlanta Falcons. He's a guy who certainly was talked about a lot here on NFLExporter.com coming into the season. We talked about how Leonard Hankerson was able to have a certain amount of success last year prior to getting injured, working the opposite Julio Jones. Over there in Atlanta, there's really no other trustworthy options besides Julio Jones. Terry Douglas is no longer there. The tight end is pretty much inept. You know, they go to the running back side of the backfield, but Mohamed Sanu is a guy, if you remember, when A.J. Green went down a couple years ago in Cincinnati and Marvin Jones was not there, Mohamed Sanu was one of your stronger plays as a wide receiver number one slash two. And so we know he's got the capability. If he's going to get the targets, I think he's a guy who can definitely get you 5 to 6 catches for 65 to 75 plus yards on a weekly basis. So I like Mohamed Sanu a lot. They paid him in free agency to come and try to take some pressure off of Matt Ryan from having to strictly look at Julio Jones. And I think he showed yesterday that he's a guy that you wanted on your team. Rookie Will Fuller of the Houston Texans had a very strong preseason, carried right over into the regular season. I like the connection that I see there between him and Brock Osweiler. 5 catches, 107 yards. He ran in, had a rushing touchdown, so was able to show you his ability to run when he's got the pill in his hand. This young guy is certainly working his way up the ladder. He's on our radar, and he's on the stock market trending up as well. And so Will Fuller, a guy that you want to circle, and he is a legit number two wide receiver for the Houston Texans right now. So make it a point to get him on your team. Sterling Shepard of the New York Giants, another guy who certainly garnered a lot of attention coming into the season, and rightfully so, with Reuben Randall going off the team. Victor Cruz still working his way back from an injury. Shepard was slated to start opposite Odell Beckham Jr., who you know is going to get a ton of attention. Shepard found the end zone yesterday against the Dallas Cowboys, and I think he's a guy, again, who's going to get the target. He's a legitimate number two receiver. Those two rookies are guys who have some nice dynasty and keeper value as well. Travis Benjamin, you want to talk about losing Keenan Allen, Travis Benjamin now becomes, by default, the number one wide receiver on a depth chart for the San Diego Chargers. And I tell you, this is a guy who certainly has got a ton of value. And, man, you know San Diego wants to air it out. And he already had a bump up in value when you've seen Stevie Johnson go down in the preseason. Now Keenan Allen is gone. He, again, really the most viable option that San Diego has. Do not sleep on Travis Benjamin. Brandon LaFell, similar situation out in Cincinnati. Tyler Eifert out gone right now. He won't be back till a couple weeks. Sanu, Jones, they left it to Atlanta and Detroit respectively. We know they have the rookie boy there, but LaFell was brought over as a veteran to be a guy and come in and contribute immediately. 4 catches, 91 yards. He's another guy that you want to get. He's working opposite A.J. Green. You know, after the type of game A.J. Green had yesterday, he's going to get a lot of attention. And so LaFell's going to be working one-on-one a lot of times against the opposite team, number two defensive back. And that's a matchup that I'm thinking Andy Dalton is going to look to exploit. Talking quarterbacks, of course, we're talking about Jameis Winston of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Going into that game yesterday, I said Matt Ryan was a guy looking to re-earn owner's trust with a strong showing. Jameis Winston was the guy looking to show owners that he could be a weekly start for you. And after a 4-touchdown performance yesterday, I think the young man has earned his stripes. We're not going to be premature here, but I think how strong he played last year certainly went through some ups and downs, but he looks the part. Very calm, very confident, has the respect of his team, has command of that huddle, and to be quite honest, he throws a nice football, if you want to call it how it is. The other thing I like about it, one of his touchdowns yesterday, he checked it down. You know, this is a guy who's not forcing it in there. Charles Sims, Doug Martin, those guys who catch out the backfield. So check it down and let those guys do the work. That's smart football. Moving over to the tight end position, Jason Witten. He's a guy who hit the fantasy football stock market trending up. His value is rising. A week, I told you, Dak Prescott was looking for him a lot. Had a nice touchdown to him in the preseason. Yesterday, all Witten did was catch 6 catches for 77 yards. He's going to continue to be a safety net in the middle of that field for Dak Prescott if you're looking for some nice depth or a nice weekly play. And again, it was week one. We're not trying to jump ahead of ourselves, but Jason Witten certainly is a guy who is trending up on the stock market coming into week one. Another name that's going to stand out to you at the running back position, how about Jalen Richard out in Oakland? This young man, very explosive, didn't get a lot of time in the preseason, but the Raiders were high on him despite that. 77-yard touchdown yesterday. He was the running back, not DeAndre Washington, not Atkins. It was Richard who was coming up in and out of the game every couple plays. The Raiders were switching their running backs on a continuous basis, and this is a young man you want to get on your team. I think if the Raiders are going to continue to give him reps, and especially if anything happens to Latavius Murray, this is a guy who's next in line to get a ton of work. And then Theo Reddick, I think owned in most leagues, but slipped through the cracks in a couple. You heard me talk about him in our stud ball out session. 2 touchdowns yesterday. He's trending up on the stock market. He's a guy, again, one of my top 5 running back handcuffs. Great depth that he gave you, even though Amir Abdullah is the more attractive name and was ranked higher. Theo Reddick, in my opinion, is a guy who has the most value. Some players on the radar real quickly. We just talked about Will Fuller out in Houston. Charles Sims, another guy. Look, you want to talk about a guy who makes the most out of his touches? Look no further than Charles Sims. This guy really knows how to get the job done. Very nifty move in the open field yesterday. Juked out about 4 Atlanta defenders. Ran through another 2. And he gets playing time. You know, I think we always think about Duke Johnson Jr. But Charles Sims is a very, very good young player in Tampa Bay who gets a lot of reps behind Doug Martin. And like I said, he's a guy who takes advantage of the opportunity. Over 1,000 all-purpose yards last year for Charles Sims. So I certainly like what he can do for you. I mentioned Travis Benjamin taking over now as the number one receiver out in San Diego. Michael Crabtree, he's a guy that I really like. Look, we were wondering with Crabtree, was it 1 year? How is this thing going to pan out? You know what? Number 2 wide receiver, he looked absolutely great yesterday. Had the 2-point conversion to win the game for Oakland. So it shows you the trust that the coaching staff, that Derek Carr have in his young and Crabtree. And, man, he's working it over there. I really like Michael Crabtree. Pressure off of him. Amari Cooper's the number one guy over there. Crabtree can be what he truly is, which is a possession receiver. And, again, if you have him on your team, kudos to you. If you don't have him on your team, it's very unlikely that he's on the waiver wire. But we'll get into it with some other shows later in the week when we talk about players that you want to try to target the trade for early, especially in PPR format. Crabtree is toting some serious value. Stephon Diggs, you know, I think his value certainly took a hit when Teddy Bridgewater went out. But in yesterday's game, when Minnesota struggled mightily to run the football, it was Stephon Diggs who had 7 catches for 103 yards. And that was coming from Sean Hill. And so I'm expecting for Diggs. I don't expect that every single week. But my point being, when Minnesota is looking for somebody to throw the football to, Diggs is the guy who merited those targets yesterday. And, man, 7 catches for 103 yards. for where you were able to draft him if you had him in your lineup, then that's good business. The other guy we're talking about, Marvin Jones Jr., he was another one of our top number two wide receivers, one of our top handcuffs working opposite Golden Tate, and he's certainly a guy, who's got some major value. Him and Matthew Stafford, I seen it in the preseason, developed in the chemistry and rapport early, and Marvin Jones Jr., PPR format, deeper league, he's definitely got some value. Look, we're going to run to one last break. We'll come back. You're listening to the Extra Points Fantasy Football Show. Don't forget, we're here live, Dave and Buster's, Los Angeles, California, Center Court Drive. Westchester is the location. Come and check us out. We're about maybe 10 minutes away from game time. Los Angeles Rams, San Francisco 49ers. We'll be right back. All right, everyone, welcome back to the Extra Points Fantasy Football Show. This was our season premiere. Shortened version, you know, the show is usually about an hour long. We're here in Los Angeles, California. Dave and Buster's, make sure to come and join us again, 6095 Central Drive, Los Angeles, California, 90045. We're getting ready for the big Los Angeles, the big California nightcap Monday Night Football, Rams and 49ers. Real quick, before we get out of here, let's run through our fantasy football stock market. Again, all the information that I'm talking about and giving you to, make sure you go to NFLExporter.com. That's NFLExporter.com. We do segments all week long. We break down each position. So we rank the quarterbacks on a weekly basis, give notes on how they did the week before. We evaluate matchups. You have the fantasy football stock market, which we're about to hit right now. You have players getting on the radar, your top waiver wire pickups, your top starts and sits, everything that you need for fantasy football. You also want to make sure to join us on our social media pages. You want to go to Facebook.com, that's / NFL Exporter, and on Twitter, that's at NFL Exporter as well. Real quick, before we get out of here, our fantasy football stock market looks like this. Players trending up, C.J. Anderson, Spencer Ware, great game for him yesterday out in Kansas City. Maybe a temporary thing with Jamal Charles coming back, but after 189 all-purpose yards, very difficult. And a touchdown, very difficult to sit this guy on the bench. Rashard Jennings did get the full workload yesterday, not catching out of the backfield all the time. They did mix in Vereen, but 18 carries, that's a positive sign. We talked about Amari Cooper. We talked about Jameis Winston. We talked about Mohamed Sanu. We talked about Andrew Luck, Theo Reddick, Julius Thomas, Jason Witten, A.J. Green, Travis Benjamin. Again, you hear his name popping up. Number one receiver now for the San Diego Chargers. Danny Woodhead got 20-plus touches yesterday, despite Melvin Gordon's 15 carries, still able to carry on and handle his business. Matt Forte for the New York Jets. Excellent job by him. 22 carries, 96 yards. He's up over 100 all-purpose yards. Looked like he's taking full control of that Jets backfield. The Minnesota Vikings defense, they were ranked number three. Ranked inside of my top five coming in the live fantasy draft. Did not disappoint yesterday. 2 touchdowns for that defense. Mike Zimmer's got them clicking. How about the receiver combo? We talked about Brandon Cook. How about Willie Snead? This guy, 9 catches, 172 yards, a touchdown. I think when the Saints are at home, those are very, very, very strong starts. We talked about Kelvin Benjamin. We talked about Lamar Miller and Will Fuller. Jordan Matthews out in Philadelphia. We touched on him a little bit, as well as Ryan Matthews. Jeremy Langford got the all-purpose work in yesterday. That's certainly what you were expecting and looking for from him. Great ADP value he gave you. Talked about Doug Baldwin. Arian Foster, 100 all-purpose yards. Positive sign for him. And Christian Michael, you know, not a huge game statistically, but was the starter, got 16 carries. He's a guy who's certainly on his way up. We talk about players trending down on the NFL Exporter stock market. Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, we talked about them already. Tyrod Taylor, very poor game starting off the season for the Buffalo Bills. Only 111 passing yards, his main target, and really his only target, just a threat to hurt you in the passing game. Sammy Watkins a little bit banged up in that foot. Taylor now trending down. Kevin White continues to battle injuries, couldn't even suit up for week one. Sharkhandrick West, with that performance by Spencer Ware, I think West now is starting to fade out of the picture. You figure Sharkhandrick West will be a guy who will be getting the work when it came to passing downs. But after Spencer Ware showed an adept ability to catch out of the backfield, he's certainly a guy, Sharkhandrick West, who's fading. Latavius Murray, look, I'm not saying all is dead for him, but I am saying that the Raiders look to be running a rotation. Every couple plays, Murray was coming out. Jalen Rashard was coming in. Every couple plays, Rashard was going out. Murray was coming in. So looks like they're looking to keep their running backs fresh. Looks like they're looking to just, you know, they have guys that they want to use. And so Murray, his value is down some. But, again, not a guy you're looking to trade or anything like that. But I'm telling you, keep your eye on him. Russell Wilson struggled mightily yesterday against Miami. Has the ankle injury, something that he said he can work through, but it's certainly worth noting. They needed a last-second drive by Wilson yesterday to eke that game out. Only 6 points prior to that game-winning drive out there. Thomas Rawls, the guy who most owners were drafting, you know, in the third round, high expectations for him. We don't know how the season plays out, but he's in a running back committee situation, and that's not going to change unless Christian Michael gets hurt. And so Thomas Rawls, a guy who was, again, pay attention, he was declining last week. Coming into week one, Thomas Rawls is a guy who was on the decline on the NFL Exporter fantasy football stock market. I mentioned to you, Dez Bryant, yes, I'm not extremely worried, but the quality of targets and the chemistry is not the same with Tony Romo there. He's a guy who, you know, can get frustrated sometimes. Maybe if these next couple games don't go so well for him, where is his head going to be at? And then Sammy Watkins, we mentioned, with the foot injury, certainly is a bad sign, something that you do not want to see this early in the season, because it's something that could nag and nag and nag. And he's a guy who most owners were trusting and going to depend on to pull in number one wide receiver numbers when it comes to fantasy football. All right, look, it's about that time here from Dave and Buster's. Again, this was our season premiere of the Extra Point Fantasy Football Show here live at Dave and Buster's. We're going to be here every Sunday. The show time is going to be from 7 Eastern Standard Time until 8 Eastern Standard Time. Basically, once that 4 o'clock game goes off on the East Coast, we've got an hour worth of extra points as we get you, as we recap the day of fantasy football and then get you ready for the Sunday night football game. Don't forget to go to NFLExporter.com. Visit that website daily. There's a ton of great information. It's a great resource and tool for you to have, accompanied by our social media pages. Again, that's Facebook.com/NFLExporter, Twitter @NFLExporter. We're here to give you expert fantasy football advice for champions. It's a proven commodity. These owners come in, they take the advice, they listen to the show, they get with us on social media, and we help owners win championships. Look, I had a great time with everybody. Look forward to seeing you again throughout the course of the week. Make sure, again, use the website. The podcast segments are there. There's written information and work. You can catch me on social media, and then I'm going to be here at Dave and Buster's in Los Angeles every single Sunday bringing you the Extra Points Fantasy Football Show. All right, everybody. I appreciate your time. I appreciate your efforts. Always appreciate the support for making NFLExporter.com a leading source for fantasy football and NFL. Okay, you know, we got our pure NFL segments coming up. We've got our California Pro Football Talk radio show that's starting this year. So thank you very much for making NFLExporter.com a leading source for NFL and fantasy football news, information, and news, information, updates, and advice. All right, everyone, I think you know the roll call from here. Enjoy the final game of week one, Los Angeles Rams, San Francisco 49ers. I am signing out of here, 1100.